It's time for spooky Halloween.
That was a ghosty noise.
I tried as well, but yours was better than mine.
What do ghosts sound like? I've never heard one talk.
Ooh,
it's me.
It's me. They probably sound old timey. Do an old timey ghost noise.
I was just going to do P-I-M-P again.
I don't think ghosts are walking around saying P-I-M-P.
They're like, I don't know.
I put you on the spot.
The ghost of my nan visited me last night.
Really?
Mm. But not ghost. She's not a ghost. I don't see like the outline. She doesn't go, ooh, it's me, your grandmother. She just touches my face, which I've talked about before.
Yes.
But I felt her touching my face last night.
That's so cute.
I haven't felt her for a while.
She's like the only ghost that I accept in this world.
So one time I went to a psychic that said that my grandpop, different side of the family, was hanging around my mum. I think I've told this before.
Yeah.
And then mum said, I wish you'd fuck off. Because they didn't have the best relationship. Anyway, she said to me the other day that she was like, can you smell those cigarettes? Yeah. I was like, no, I can't smell anything. I was like sniffing. It was like there were no windows open. We had the aircon on. It was hot.
Yeah.
I'm like, where would the cigarette smoke be coming from? She's like, oh, I think it's actually grandpa because he smoked like a chimney.
That's so weird.
Like hanging around. She's like, it smells specifically like his cigarettes. And that's when I told her then I could smell Ollie's burgers.
Yes.
And then we were just like, that's so weird.
You guys are very, maybe you're very like in tune with the spiritual world or something.
Maybe we have like one finger in that spiritual plane.
Yeah, like a little toe.
Yeah, just
your toes in the
mildly
spirit water.
In tune.
Like that creepy water in Lord of the Rings that has all the ghosts in it.
Yeah, that water.
That fucks me up every time, that scene.
Yeah,
I do not like
spooky.
Them. Spooky. Don't have spirits in the water. It's not okay.
Going, ooh, I'm in the water.
And then they're like, their face, and it was like, God,
oh, yeah,
Frodo.
That was horrible.
Is it Frodo that falls in? Yeah. Because he's like, oh, Frodo is so shit in that movie.
Oh, he's so annoying.
In those movies. How annoying is he?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Don't do what the ring tells you to do.
Don't.
The end.
Just don't.
Just don't.
Don't. Be strong.
Be stronger.
Be more like your friend Sam.
Yes.
Wow, this is deeply nerdy. This is such a nerdy conversation.
Such a nerdy conversation.
We've never talked about Lord of the Rings. I promise, guys, we don't sit and talk about Lord of the Rings.
But I do really enjoy that you agree with me here. This is very fucking annoying.
He was excruciatingly annoying.
Constantly put everyone into danger. Because he was what about when the dumb fuck put the ring on and then they saw him? And
yes.
It was like, cool, you
great.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, then you fucked it for everyone.
And then didn't he get stabbed in the shoulder and then they had to ride on the
horse? Yeah, we've been traipsing around for you. This whole time.
And then they were like, we have to abort mission for a minute because he's going to die.
They were all such legends too. Like all the little dwarves. Were they dwarves?
No.
The hairy feet?
Hobbits. Yep.
They
were dwarves.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And when they go to the dwarf,
house.
I need to watch this all again. I'm sorry. I love Lord of the Rings.
Have you ever tried to watch like the million hour extended cut?
I love them.
Yeah, it's full on.
Because I really ship what's her face? Eowyn and
Aragorn.
No. You know how she likes Aragorn?
Yeah.
But then there's the one with the red hair that's like semi-hot but not as hot as Aragorn, and he's played by the Aussie guy.
David Wenham's
brother
character.
Dies. Yeah, yeah. So in the long version, they get together, and at the end, in the short version, you see them standing next to each other. But you're like,
but they cut all that out.
Yeah, but
I never got through it. I was just like, this is too much. But maybe, you know, put it on my mat leave list.
Yeah,
there's a lot of shit on there.
Just 10 hours of Lord of the Rings done.
That'll get me through a day.
This isn't the Lord of the Rings episode.
It isn't.
A Mystery Minute
but I
Halloween
think
special.
Based on this, we probably could have a Lord of the Rings episode.
Absolutely. I'm down for it, Josie. I'm really keen.
I'll watch the 10 hours and then we'll reconvene and do a 20-hour.
We'll see how the feedback is in the group.
Yes.
All Aussie Mystery Hour on Facebook. If you're not in the group, come and join us. We're all really in there. It's all going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, if the feedback's strong.
If people want more Lord of the Rings content, we'll give it to them.
So this is the Halloween special.
Yes.
Amazingly, we've gotten it done.
We're doing it. And speaking of the group, it's all group sourced content. User generated content, they call it in digital media.
No one gave us permission.
No one's given us any permission. So sorry, we're sharing your stories on the podcast.
And I'm going to use your full fucking name.
Oh, I didn't put full names.
Oh. Well, I cannot
use. I just put first names.
Maybe I'll do first names. That'll save us legally in case anyone's like, hey, you know how you just shared my information on my podcast, and now I have a stalker who's going to come murder me? Thank you.
Fuck. I hope that doesn't happen.
Nah, that won't happen.
Basically, we just thought we'd share your spookiest tales that you shared in the group because people go in there to do that. So if you're not in there, join and share your own fucked up stories.
Please do.
Because they really get us. And a few of these I remembered from like the archives.
Yeah, amazingly, we haven't doubled up.
I can't believe this. So we
can't either.
We were worried about doubling up, so we sent our lists to our workmate, Alex. And she checked them and said, really quickly, no double ups. And I'm like, can you check again, please? There's no way we're not going to double up.
Yeah.
No double ups.
I know. I'm shocked. Shocking. But do you want to start? I think you do. You look like you want to start.
Okay, I will. I will.
We need some sort of spooky, like, pre-sound. Like,
we could put spooky music underneath.
Oh, how do we do that?
I know how. I've been doing it for the ads.
Great.
You guys might have heard our amazing ads that I've been working on.
Josie does them, guys. She actually
And I put music under these ones. I'm really proud of myself.
I am obsessed with this. Okay, so we're going to have a really new fancy thing for Mystery Minutes with some music underneath.
Yes, which is probably you can hear it now, but we're talking about it in the recording process.
It's sort of like
it's happened.
Past Josie and Mel talking about future Josie and Mel.
Yeah. This story is from Hey Jin. I'm just reading it word for word. I copied and pasted.
Okay.
There's no editing, nothing. Okay. Poltergeist Experience, Tasmania, 2016. I just remembered about our ghost experience in Tasmania and wanted to see if I could share it here. My husband and I decided to go on holiday to Tassie for 10 days and picked a remote house in Port Arthur. In caps, bad idea.
Yeah, I was just about to say, hey, Jin, bad idea.
It's a very haunted, creepy place. We thought the idea of nature and tranquility would be perfect, in brackets, in caps, no. The house looked nice enough on the Airbnb website. When we got there, it wasn't the case. It was terribly old, like old.
What? So it was like a fake, it was like a catfish house.
Maybe it was like misleading photos.
Yeah.
When we dropped our bags, I decided to sit on the couch in front of the door. In the corner of my eyes, I saw an old lady standing.
No, no.
This story is actually so fucking scary. I read it at night and freaked out. She seemed about somewhere in her 60s, hair tied in a lower bun.
Oh my God, lower buns in general are scary. No one wears a lower bun unless they're trying to scare the fuck out of you.
A severe bun.
A severe bun is grounds for kicking somebody in the legs to make sure that they're...
Remind me never to wear a severe low bun around you.
Come and kick you in the legs.
She wore a long maroon dress that covered her from neck to toe with a bit of puff around the cuff area. I'm loving the detail.
I'm loving the detail.
Sounds a bit like the lady from Monte Cristo.
I was about to say that vibe, like a sort of severe 1800s matriarch.
Yes. I for a second thought it must be the owner come to greet us. She was standing next to the door inside of the house. So I turned around and no one was there.
Oh, my God. So she saw it in a mirror.
Well, she said she saw it out of the corner of her eye. So maybe it was kind of like in peripheral vision. And she turned front on. I thought maybe I just imagined the whole thing. I didn't tell my husband because I wanted to deny the whole thing. Fair. I would be in denial as well.
Same.
Days went by and I kept seeing things in the corner of my eyes. It was getting worse and worse. I couldn't even go to the bathroom without closing the door. Oh, you should be able to pee with the door open on holidays with your husband.
I know.
On the fifth day, I was on the toilet with the door open. Oh. And I saw a man in his late 30s walk across the living room.
Stop it. Stop it. Oh no. God. What the fuck is this house? Why are there so many different people?
So many people wandering around. She was like, sorry. I was like, yep, I definitely fucking saw that. He was tall and muscular, dark hair, rough, strong face, and wore old style mining clothes with leather boots and all. Sounds hot. Hot ghost.
Sounds hot. Just wish it wasn't
still
a ghost.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, we went to do a
Sounds hot.
Sounds hot. Still no. After that, we went to do a Port Arthur prison tour, in brackets, worst choice ever. Definitely.
Especially because she's like obviously like a magnet for spirit things.
And she's already on edge.
Yeah.
During the tour, I think the tour guide mentioned something about sometime after the prison shut down, there was mining going on and something about prisoners being sent to mining. I can't remember now. Anywho, that evening, I decided to tell my husband.
About the ghosts.
Yes.
Okay.
I carefully brought up the subject and told him everything that happened, including the man ghost. Man ghost I clearly saw. He mentioned that he felt like someone was looking at him the whole time here.
No.
So he was feeling it too.
And they just weren't telling each other because they thought they were being crazy.
And they were like, we're enjoying our zesty little getaway.
Yeah, I don't want to freak like my partner
both,
out.
Like, but weren't sleeping.
Yeah.
So we agreed to ditch the fucking place and find another place to stay for the rest of our Tassie stay. As soon as we agreed on that, no joke, the whole power in the house went with a pop.
Fuck off. Oh my God, that's terrifying. That's like, yeah, you. It's like the ghosts were like, get out, get out, yeah. Get out,
well,
get
fine
out.
Fine then, and, fuck off then. Yeah, and then
no, I feel like it was like the whole time they're trying to scare them out. Right. And then finally they're like, you know what? I think we should get out. And the ghosts are like, yes, just in case celebrated. You change your mind, we'll just shut the lights off just to like really ram at home what you're supposed to be doing here. Oh,
the house became pitch dark and we were fucking screaming. The power came back on after about 30 minutes. We salted the whole area around the bed. I love it. Supernatural fans.
Oh my God, I love it.
And sprinkled the whole bedroom with lavenders we found outside. It was fucking mental. Next day, we packed our bags, chucked it all in the back seat, and I was waiting in the car because I did not want to fucking go back into the house. I love that Heijin swears a lot.
I know, same.
Like us, thus she's allowing really, me to swear.
I know, and she's spinning a great yarn
it's
here.
It's a great yarn. My husband finally came out, got in the car, and proceeded to drive off. I looked up and saw the kitchen window, and the eyes that looked at us driving away between the kitchen curtains still scared the bejesus out of me.
Of course they did. Oh, what the fuck? I think eyes staring from the curtain is worse than any other thing in that story.
I remember screaming to my husband, drive, drive, drive. Then she's written, don't stay there. Well, hey, Jin, you haven't given us the Airbnb link.
But also, I'm just not going to stay anywhere in the, like, radius of Port Arthur at all after that story.
Adding on, my husband took a while to get into the car because he was busy sweeping up all the salt and lavender that we sprinkled. He's very neat and respectful.
Oh, that's really nice. It's like, even though this place is like full of demons, yes, we're still going to clean it up for the next people.
So that the Airbnb host gives us a good review. It isn't like, what the fuck? They left seasonings all around the bed. Like,
how much hot chips did these guys eat? And then how much mess did they want to make? I love that.
That's scary.
That's terrifying, but thanks, so hey, well Jin. Done.
For
thanks,
scaring
Heijin.
Us to death.
Well, my first story is from Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we were talking about this, but it says, so speaking of ghost nuns, no idea what we were talking about.
Was it quarantine station?
Oh, probably. I was like, ghost nuns?
Oh, no. Was it Wakehurst Parkway? Wasn't she a nun?
Oh, I don't fucking remember.
All nuns end up being ghosts.
So she says, so speaking of ghost nuns, I have a story. I used to have music lessons in an old convent. There's your first problem there.
Never do anything in an old convent.
Never, ever in my hometown of Narrabri. And I was always the last student late at night. Again,
I hate
Hannah,
that.
Come on, mate.
No.
You set yourself up. Strange things would always happen, like doors locking by themselves and the sounds of someone walking coming from upstairs. But we would always joke that it wasn't real. But then my friend and I started to go upstairs, as you do, obviously. This is me interjecting, but like,
yes.
Did you not do this all the time when you were like a teenager?
Yeah, let's go to the place we're not supposed to be.
Yeah, and let's just like look there and then freak ourselves out.
And then run away screaming.
So they go upstairs to see what was up there. It always felt really, really creepy and the building was in a state of decline. We went up there a few times and went ghost looking, being really annoying and looking in all the rooms. One night while we were standing out talking out the front, we noticed a figure standing up on the balcony.
No. I hate figures just standing.
No, don't just
stand. I'd rather
stand.
They be dancing or
do
something.
Do it or walking even. Yeah. I'd way rather a ghost that was walking along the balcony. Yeah, like do something.
But just standing is so fucking scary.
Especially if you're just staring. Ugh. Like, fuck you. It was faint at first, but gradually grew brighter and more clear. It was the ghost of a nun just watching us in her full garb.
No.
This is your worst nightmare, I think.
Oh, I hate this so much. Just a nun standing. And she gradually got brighter.
Yes.
Oh, I hate this.
We started screaming, but when our music teacher looked up, she was gone.
Oh, when things suddenly disappear, yes, also scary.
And when it just only appears there to you. And like, what's fucked is it's appeared to her and her friend.
Yeah, so it must be true.
So it's not just...
It's like the husband and agent.
Exactly. It's like the same thing. We never saw the ghost again, but I've heard from multiple people in town that they had seen her too over the years, and that in her living life she used to stand on the balcony and wave to the man who lived across the road.
Well, that's nice.
It's kind of a nice
she's
end.
She's a nice nun.
And she's given it the name. She goes, and that's the story of the Narrabri convent ghost. And then she's got that emoji face that's like, you know that one?
Yeah.
Did I scare everyone going into the sound?
Also, I groaned before it sounded like a burp. But it was a groan.
It was definitely a groan. I
so,
saw it.
So don't think that we didn't edit out a burp, which we've been doing.
We have been.
A lot lately. Look,
we can't. You can blame the tiny zesty for it, okay?
The tiny zesty is making me make spooky burp noises. Okay.
What's your next one? I'm loving this. Okay, I feel this like I'm around a campfire.
This is an old one that I remembered and I looked for because it scared me so much. Okay, this is from Adam. He says, I'm just going to include this because... of our egos.
Mm-hmm.
Love the podcast.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
Stayed up till 4 a.m. binging. Going backwards. I don't like that as a Virgo. I like to start from the start. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Adam.
He's got my energy. I do that.
Going backwards, I'm up to the Monte Cristo episode. Happy to be listening to that during the day today. So I have a ghost story. Sorry if I ramble. I'm terrible at sticking to the point. And sorry if this is too long. Back when I still lived with my mum and sister, we moved to a rental house in Guymia?
Yeah.
In the Shire.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the worst house in a nice street type of situation. My best friend, Paul, was living with us also. Anyway, from day one, myself and Paul hated the backyard. It wasn't an ugly backyard. Clothesline, big tree at the back, large grass area in the middle. But just looking at it slash into it made us feel icky. My mum used to have parties and barbecues pretty often, but everyone would always find an excuse to come inside and move the party inside. Also, our dog would always stay at the back step.
No, 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 no.
And he even kept doing his business around the back step area, not usually venturing out further for very long. So, like, no one wanted to be out in this yard.
Not even the dog.
Even the fucking dog wouldn't shit in the middle of the yard. I'm so scared. If myself or Paul wanted to smoke, we'd go out the front. Inside the house seemed fine at first. Then the lights in random rooms started to turn on.
Of course they did.
Not often at first. It started with people just continually finding lights on in random rooms and thinking someone else had left it on. Mum would shout at me and my sister to turn the fucking lights off. You're wasting electricity. Mood. That's mood. My mum.
Same. Same.
This
still.
House is like a bloody Christmas tree. That's a classic line.
Oh, so
and now
good.
I do it. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, Julian, why is every light on in the house?
Yeah.
Does every light have to be on? He's like, no. Then eventually we started seeing the lights turn on without people touching the switch.
No, I hate it. So they I'm literally, sweating. Did they, so it's like they saw the switch move.
Yes.
I hate that.
The light bulb started blowing, the washing machine blew up, and the light at the back step literally exploded one night.
No.
Mum got an electrician in and he couldn't find anything wrong with the wiring.
Get out.
Because it's ghosts.
Because it's ghosts and you need to get the fuck out.
Okay, it's getting scarier.
Okay.
While all this was happening, I started getting sleep paralysis.
That's a demon, but yeah. I don't believe in sleep paralysis. It's all demons, but anyway, yes.
It's demon activity.
Demon activity.
I wouldn't get visual hallucinations. Just was awake but couldn't move and could hear a high-pitched screeching.
No. No, thank you.
Absolutely fucking not.
Absolutely fuck off with that high-pitched screeching right now.
I would cut my ears off if that happened. Oh, no, wait, I'm paralyzed. I can't.
Yeah, you can't. I would just close my eyes. You know when you were little and you would just go... you'd like nope yourself out of there and you'd be like, if I just close my eyes and pretend I'm dead,
it'll
think I'm dead.
Yep. It felt like something was trying to get into my body. Fun, he's written.
Not what I would say, but okay.
One night we're watching TV in the lounge room and the dog started barking at an empty corner of the room.
No, then, this dog knows what's up.
Then started backing away while barking and then ran out of the room. At this point, we're all a bit blasé about weird stuff happening and kind of laughed it off. Eventually, Paul moved away, abandoning us all in the haunted house. Mum would get up in the morning, find the computer on, again shouted at me, insisted to turn it off. Kept happening. Mum kept getting more and more pissed off. Then one night, Mum got up to go to the bathroom, and as she walked past the computer, it turned on by itself.
Oh, my God.
She was freaked out, unplugged the computer from the wall. Around this time, Mum started going out with someone, eventually became her husband. Oh,
that's nice.
Bless. I'm happy for Paul's mum. When he stayed over, he started getting sleep paralysis as well. One night he got up to go to the bathroom and saw my sister walking around the house in a white dressing gown. He was half asleep and asked why she was awake, but she didn't answer. So he went to pee and went back to bed. Next day he asked my sister why she was awake at 3 a.m.
I know where this is going.
She said she wasn't.
No! He saw a demon. He saw a fucking demon.
He told me and mum and we were like, Rachel doesn't have a white dressing gown.
Of course she fucking doesn't.
Stop it.
Stop it. Okay, how is this family? Like, I'm sorry, Paul, but how are you not out of this house? And I would have yeeted myself out the window.
Then I'm sweating. Like, literally, I'm sitting here sweating.
My heart is a little bit like, you know?
Then one day I'm on the computer, was in the dining room. Mum is making dinner. She asked me to set the table. I set the table normally. Sorry, I'm scared.
Tracy's scaring herself with her own stories.
With the fucking table. Knife and fork on each side of the placemats. Then go back to playing the computer with my back to the table. After a couple of minutes, Mum shouts, Adam, why did you do that? I turn around and all the knives and forks across like X shape.
Fuck off.
Over the placemat.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Fuck
Get the
off.
Fuck out of the house.
I hate it.
That is fucking horror movie bullshit. Get out.
It's so possessed. Shortly after that, I joined Paul in Darlinghurst.
Good move.
I've never had sleep paralysis since. After I left, the kitchen cupboards and doors around the house started to open by themselves.
What?
My mum and her partner stayed there for 3 months and then they moved. Thank Christ.
Thank God. Is the dog fine? Is the dog out?
I haven't seen the dog mentioned
again. I think the dog's fine. I think the dog's gone with mom. Okay. Whew, that was fucked up.
So it's still going. He forced them to move because the house freaked him out. A week before they moved, mum went to a psychic. The first thing she said to mum as she was sitting down was, get out of that house.
Yes.
She didn't even say anything. And the psychic was like, get out. Mum told her they were moving next week. The psychic said, good. A young man lived there with his parents. He killed himself, not in the house, but his spirit went back there because it was familiar. He doesn't like anyone else in the house. There are other older spirits there as well, but he's the one you don't want to live with.
So he doesn't like anyone being in the house. That just, this is the shit.
I've got, like, I'm sweating and I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
The crossed.
I can't even get the whole sentence out. The crossed.
Cutlery. I hate the crossed
cutlery. I visually saw that in my mind. So, like, I was like, oh, God, he's going to turn around and, like, all the knives are, like, facing him or some shit.
Like, turns
and
around,
that was
like,
worse. Yeah.
Like, a centimeter from his eye.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Adam, for scaring the fuck out of me. That's, like, a year old, that story. I still remember it.
Phenomenal and fucked. Speaking, you know what, I had my order.
Yes, but now you're changing it.
But I've changed it because this is a really short one, but it taps onto the back of that.
Okay.
One of my favorite things that has come up since we've been doing this podcast is fucked up dog stories after Millie's been barking at nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you were talking then, I was like, I'm going to do the dog story now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from Bryony. And it was off the back of us talking about Millie's barking, which is fucked. And if anyone hasn't listened to that, it's just that my dog stands at the glass door and just barks at nothing sometimes. And it's like she's very attuned to sound and things. So usually she's barking because someone's just gotten home. But so when she just barks at nothing, it's like, are you seeing something? So Bryony's story is this. I had to pause the podcast and tell you my scary story about my dog. So one evening we had a couple of mates over and we are just chilling out and chatting. Suddenly, both my dogs move forward a little and stare up into the corner of the room. They're growling, and I've never seen them do this. We are like, what the fuck are they doing? My larger dog starts sort of crawling towards it slowly. That's the bit that got me. And then suddenly sits back with a whimper like she'd been scared or scolded. They wouldn't move for ages. We laughed it off, but it freaked me out. Have not seen either of them do that before or since, although the bigger dog has done a couple of weird things since, but not like that.
Oh, my God.
And then someone else has commented underneath Casey. My dog one time sat at the bottom of the stairs staring at the top and occasionally would stand up and growl or whinge. He did it for about an hour until we had to pick him up. 35-kilogram dog, so not easy. Loving that visual, Casey. And carry him up. I watched him walk down so he didn't fall. Definitely convinced he saw something spooky.
Yeah.
I think that animals really do see into the spirit world a bit.
Whenever my cats do it, I'm like, like they've seen a ghost, and then I look at the wall and there's like a small moth.
Yeah.
It's just staring at it like it's like going to kill them both.
It would be funny if in Bryony's corner there was just like a tiny spider.
Tiny spider. So I think my cats are not very good at sensing spirits. They're more just sensing insects, which is great because I'm actually probably more scared of bugs. You know, I hate bugs.
Yes.
Than ghosts. Like I'd rather meet a ghost than a cockroach.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but yes.
And my cats will take them down for me. It's great.
Done.
This one's from Sophia. Who's a bit of a MVP in the
she really is.
Aussie Mystery
I know
Hour
exactly
group.
Who you're talking about.
Well, I'm not usually a person who has any cares about supernatural stuff. Never bothered me. But I've been listening to your podcast and I've been thinking about ghosts and bunyips, my dudes.
My dudes, thank you.
At the moment, I am living in a caravan on the same property as my parents, who are also in a separate caravan, while we build our house. This is on acreage in country Victoria. Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Really it really does. It's idyllic sounding.
Yeah. Oh, she says, at night it's nothing but a blanket of darkness with stars.
I mean, I'm still on the idyllic side, but with a slight fear in my heart about the blanket of darkness.
Yeah.
Like, did you need to say blanket of darkness?
Like it's beautiful with like an edgy quality to it. Yes. This is beautiful, but also means we have an outhouse. Lucky for now, we have a light for in there. I was just in there doing my business and I hear this shuffle, shuffle sort of raspy breathing.
No.
At first I think, oh, it's our resident wombat outside having a shuffle. Quick segue. You know, that's my dream to have resident wombat. Yeah. I'm so jealous. But then I hear a sort of cough. Shuffle, shuffle, step, step. Yep, I hear footsteps coming closer and closer. The raspy breathing / puffing coming along with them till I finally gain the courage to yell, who is it, at the top of my lungs. So that's the story on how listening to your podcast nearly gave my 69-year-old dad, who has emphysema, a heart attack.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, so good. Because he would have just been like assuming like no one's in there or whatever.
He just like wants to go do a number two.
And then he hears this like bellowing voice out of the toilet.
And he's there just like puffing with his emphysema, minding his own business. Poor Sophia's dad.
I love that.
It's so funny.
It's so good.
Oh, and such a good yarn, you know. She had us till the end there.
I was there. I was like, what is going to happen here? This is going to be a fucking yowie. Mm-hmm. Well, my last one is... Look, not, I would say it's zesty, but it's not funsies.
Okay,
not
like funsies, that was zesty. Funsy.
That was funsies. Everything's
funsies
just,
is a new
funsies
word.
Is a new one, isn't it?
We've got spicy, zesty, and funsy.
Funsy.
And it's like a funsies
a great
sliding
word,
scale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funsy.
Funsy. So this isn't funsy.
This is not funsy. So. Guys, be serious.
But now we're just laughing.
It's not funsy. At the beginning everybody of the stop not. Laughing.
Everyone, stop laughing in your car.
Okay.
Stop laughing in your house.
I'm
stop
very
laughing
serious.
If you're I've forgotten his name, old mate with his sound massage chair, which is just heaven. He's got
oh,
the
yes.
sound. That was one of my favorite things I've ever seen. I was sort of, I didn't really know where it was going because I wasn't watching it with sound.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what's happening? And then I saw them when he zoomed in on the speaker, I was like, oh my God, I need to be listening. And then I was like, okay, someone playing our voices out of a massage chair is a vibe.
That's
and a half.
New vibe.
Anyway.
I wouldn't personally want to, that's not relaxing to me, but I understand it as someone that finds other podcast voices very relaxing.
Yes, exactly. So this is from Denai and it's fucked.
Okay.
So she says, I've been reading some zesty stories here about some near misses people have encountered that potentially could have changed the course of their life. Just a big one there.
Wow, that's very heavy.
Mm-hmm. She has one to share. I was in grade 6, age 11. It was the Christmas school holidays, and because I was in a combined 6-7 class, half of the class would be graduating primary school. I don't know what this would equate to in America. It's like the end of
middle school. No.
Younger.
It's like halfway through middle school.
It's like, probably halfway through middle school. One of the grade 7 girls had a party at her place with a heap of us staying over the night. We decided to play Spotlight in the street as we lived in a very small country town with less than 500 residents.
Oh, my God,
residents.
I love Spotlight.
Same. I haven't played Spotlight in so long and I'm 33 and would still do it. You'd still do it.
I would
this
still
pregnant
do it.
Woman. Like running around. My mom was super strict and would never have allowed me to play in the street in the dark. I was terrified, so I teamed up with another girl. We took off to the end of the street and hid behind a limestone wall. We were so far away from everyone else, we couldn't see or hear them. As we were sitting there so well hidden, we noticed a shadow of an adult on a car in someone's driveway. It was 1:30 a.m. and this person had no reason to be out there.
Oh, my God.
We heard him swear and grunt and groan and became immediately terrified. The girl I was with gasped so loudly the guy heard it and turned to see us staring at him.
Fuck.
He starts walking towards us.
No.
This look of malice in his eyes. As he came toward us, he got faster, so we got up and bolted. Somehow I was in front of the other girl. I know, Josie's like freaking the fuck out right now. And like rightly so, this is such a fucked story. And I heard the guy swearing at us, and then I heard a blood-curdling scream as he grabbed the girl's hair and yanked her back. Uh-huh.
No.
I turned around, get this, what a fucking boss. I turned around, ran at him and hit him as hard as I could in his genitals.
Yes.
Thanks to movies for teaching me this, ha ha. And yelled at my friend to run now.
Oh my God.
We both bolted back to the house and everyone had gone back inside. The front door was locked, so we jumped the side gate into the backyard. The following day, we had to go to the police station and give a statement. Turns out this guy was responsible for assaulting a number of children in the area. They managed to capture him a few months later. Oh, Denai, you've like,
God.
You're basically like Stranger Things, but better.
And like saved all these other
kids. Yes. And then this is a bit sad. She said, I didn't sleep in my own bed for months. I didn't go for another sleepover until I was 15. I still know exactly what he looks and sounds like. I'll never forget that face.
That is fucking terrifying.
But like slow clap.
Oh, and you know what? All of this other stuff, ghosts, dad, wombat.
Yeah.
Like that's a real fucking predator.
Yes.
That's genuinely fucking scary.
And she got him.
And she like, oh, I don't even know what I would have done. Like, I love my friends.
Yes.
I don't know if I would have ran back at him. Like, you just don't know.
You just don't know. Like, it's just amazing the fight or flight response.
Oh, my God. What
but
a
I'm
hero.
So happy that
a
she,
young hero.
A young hero of our times.
How old was she?
She was 11.
Oh,
baby.
Little baby.
So impressive.
Oh, my God.
But also the scariest fucking story. The image of him, like the shadow, and then him just looking at them when she gasped.
And yanking the hair back
mm-hmm.
is absolutely terrifying. I've just decided I'm never letting my child out of the house.
No one's playing Spotlight ever again is
no one's
the answer.
Playing Spotlight. My kid's never leaving my sight.
Attached to my hip at all times.
That's not going to fuck it up for life at all.
No. So we've got a guest we're going to bring in because she's got a fucked up story about her own haunted house.
Yes. Another pedestrian guest.
Yeah. Her name is Kasha.
It's not Henno. It's Kasha.
It's Kasha.
Hello.
I don't know anything about this.
Josie has no idea about your story.
You have a zesty, spooky story for us.
I do. And I'll start by saying I 100% believe in ghosts. So,
okay.
Yeah. This is real. So I grew up on the Central Coast and one of the houses we moved into, my parents bought off like the guy who built it.
Okay.
So, and he was like old at this point. So like his family had grown up there, blah, blah, blah. And his wife had passed away.
In the house?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. But I'm, like, very sure that it was, like, her ghost.
Okay.
So I have – and I feel like maybe my room was, like, her kid's room.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
So it happened, like, a few times. Like, I have one of those – you know, those old school, like, it'll be the tape, the CD player, the radio.
Yes.
And you can, like, switch between – like, have a little switch and it goes between. So I always listen to a CD going to sleep. And then, like, a handful of times I'd like wake up to the radio would come on. I was kind of like, oh, maybe I just didn't have the switch in the like right spot and it just like flopped over. But then it'd like, but then it'd go through the radio stations.
Oh,
and it's one of those like, you know, where you have to like roll it.
Yeah.
Like so from side to side kind of thing. So
yeah. I'm like, it's like every fucking movie about ghosts.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was already freaking out, but it like went through them and then it'd come back to the original one and then turn off again.
No.
Yeah. Very scary. So I was already like freaked out.
No.
And this happened like a bunch of times. And then just once there was like, I woke up, my like room was carpeted and I woke up because I could hear like footsteps kind of next to my bed.
Oh my God.
I opened my eyes and I was like, the best way I can describe it, it was like light that kind of like shrunk into itself, but it wasn't bright. It's not like if somebody turned on a light and you were like, ah, so bright.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Was, you know, you could like look at it. So I was like,
oh my God.
That was
and
weird.
Then it like disappeared when you opened your eyes.
Yeah, it just like sort of sucked into itself and like went away.
Oh, and my God. Then, did you have, like, a scared feeling? Or, like, a nice feeling? Like, it was a nice spirit?
No.
So it was a bad spirit.
Like, it wasn't, no, it wasn't bad. It wasn't, like, ominous. I was, like, terrified because I was, like, 100% ghost out of my room.
Yeah. And how old are you?
I was about, like, 12, 13.
Okay.
So,
oh, God.
Prime age to be terrified, but also, like, at that age where you're, like, I don't really want to make a big deal out of this.
I don't want to run screaming in mum's room, like,
I mean, yeah, I didn't run, but the next day I was like, Mom, like, every time I'm like, it happened again. She'd be like, if it is a ghost, it's a friendly ghost. I'm like, okay, this is not the advice that I need,
like,
right
this
now.
This is a lie, Mom. This is like when you told me there was nothing under
my
bed.
We need to put the house on the market. Yeah, that's what we need to do.
And then what made me, like, more convinced, so my sister is, like, dead set a non-believer of ghosts. She thinks I'm crazy every time I'm like, it's a ghost. And she's like a serial midnight snacker. So she was like, my parents and like my brother and me had bedrooms upstairs and she had a bedroom downstairs. And then in the middle, it's like the kitchen and then the lounge room, but you like have to sort of take a step over to see into the lounge room.
Okay.
So she's come up like middle of the night to get a snack and just in the other room, like the light was on in the lounge room. She could hear pages turning, but she just like assumed it was mom and just like got a snack and went to bed. But then the next day she went and asked mom, like, oh, you were up late last night. And mom's like, no, I went to bed early. And like my dad was away, like on a work trip.
Who's turning the pages?
Oh, turning the pages. So she, even my sister at this point, kind of And then my parents renovated the place and the spot, like my bedroom door, like changed position and like nothing ever happened again after
that.
Wow.
That's wild.
Which
that
is
part.
Why I feel like maybe it was like, because I feel like ghosts are kind of like memory a little bit.
Yes. So, I've read that somewhere. Like they take the path of, someone put a diagram in the group, I think. Mm. They follow the path of what they remember, which is why you see them walk through walls sometimes because they're just walking in the direction that they know or something like that.
Well, because it's weird because then I've read things where renovations will like piss ghosts off and that's when you get more activity. Like I stayed at the Hotel Roosevelt in LA years ago. And I was reading about or talking to them about, like, the ghostly activity. And they were like, yeah, it's when we did renovations
that all the shit started. Because they're like, don't fuck with my house.
Yeah.
But maybe that just made her go away. Maybe she was like, okay, there's a new family here now.
Yeah.
I go now.
Yeah. Like,
bye-bye.
I feel like maybe that was it. Because, like, they're probably angry ghosts. Like, I don't think she was angry. Like, I didn't feel... like in danger. I just felt like the normal scaredness of like, this should not be happening.
Yeah,
like, maybe it was just that. And I feel like maybe like it makes sense either that she like died in the room, but like there was a definite like the adults or like, you know, the parents' room and then like the smaller bedrooms, you know, that
she was
that
coming
kind of
to check on
them. Nah, she's totally checking on her
kids. I feel like she was coming to check on the kids.
And then she's like, you're not my fucking kid.
Yeah.
And then she was
like, this is not where the store should be.
Reading a photo album, being like, wait, these are my kids.
Where are my kids?
What happened?
Oh,
that was the best.
That's really fucking scary though.
Yeah, it's not the best thing to wake up to in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no. Yeah. How did you sleep at all between the ages of 12 and 13?
I know, right? I know. It was a lot, but yeah.
Oh, thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yes.
If you want to post some creepy as fuck ghost stories / encounters with murderers / haunted houses / whatever you feel, do it in the group.
Yep.
Maybe we'll do another episode like this in the future.
Yep, or we'll just read them at 3 a.m. when we can't sleep and then scare the fuck out of ourselves.
Also that.
Which is what I do a lot.
Yeah.
But
that's it.
That's it. See ya.
Bye.